grab your passports and raise your glasses, because it's time to embark on a spirited journey around the world with Boozed Up Brits Abroad. We're your hosts, Steph
and Sam,
and we're thrilled to welcome you to our podcast.
I was going to do like a big grand opening. Welcome to another episode of Boozed Up Brits Abroad, and I'm Pom, and this is...
Steph.
And today we are trying out...
Bourbon.
From...
America. USA.
America, USA, is that
what? Well, no, I corrected myself, because I said America, but America's actually the continent. So it's the United States of America.
Hey.
Where this is from.
We would like to let you know we have already been drinking, as you can see, from the bottle. But... We will start the episode with a drink.
With a shot. Some little ice blinking over there. No!
Oh, shit. I always fucking do that. Right.
Eye contact.
Eye contact.
Pinkies in.
No syphilis. No, you got to get closer than that. Otherwise, it's weird. Eye contact.
I was looking at you. All right. Oh, no, I'm spilling it.
Oh, bloody hell.
Hang on, let's just do it. I don't like this one. Oh, no.
You know what's good?
What? Not this. I do like it with ginger ale, though. Here's one I prepared earlier.
Matchy match. I've got Coke Zero with my nut. Zero, no sugar. Coca-Cola, see you later.
So I haven't got many facts for this one. But... America has a very different way of looking at drinking than us, either as English or as Kiwis. For starters, their drinking age is higher, obviously.
Oh, they're 21 or
21.
Yeah, fuck that. Bro, can you imagine? Right. 18, you'd go, fuck's sake. 21, you'd go, are you fucking high? You'd be sat there going... Go fuck yourself. All your parents are getting shit-faced and you're just like...
But they don't get shit-faced there. They take a four-pack of beers to a party and think that they're fucking raging.
Oh, no, because some of them... Oh, yeah. No, but some of them do the keg parties and that. I've seen, like, those weird... what is it? The university...
Oh, yeah.
Frat party.
Alpha, yeah, frat party. Alpha, beta, zeta, fucking ball bag parties.
Oh, yeah.
Those ones, yeah.
They do.
They'd get pretty pissed. What, you get not? You get like, you get quite a lot of the keg.
How big's
52 a keg? Pints? Or 50 pints or something in a keg?
That's a lot.
Something like that.
Shot is repeating on me.
Is it, you got heartburn? Is it, you got the reflux?
Mm.
Yeah. I had that with the gin last week. How's that feel? I don't know if it sounds better when you get close to the microphone, but I just...
How old were you when you had your first drink?
Ooh, that's a bit of a lovely question. I think, actually, when I had my first sip, I think I was actually at a pub with my dad.
Had your first sip ever?
Yeah. I think I was at a pub with my dad. Because I used to play football on the weekend in England. Mm. And after football, they'd take me and my sister down and play a couple of games of pool and mess around. And he'd get those little garlic mushroom things. And he'd leave like a little bit. I don't think he knew I was doing it. But I was about six. And I'd be like, and then put his glass of Stella back on the table. And he'd be like, oh, I thought there was some left in this. And then fuck off. Don't think he even knew.
No.
What about you?
Well, there is a picture of me as a baby.
As a baby?
As a baby with a tankard in my hand.
Mm.
Like, because my dad used to drink out of a tankard.
Yeah. I've seen a couple of dad's tankards, but I don't think you could have held it to your mouth yourself.
There's photographic evidence of me doing it.
Photoshop.
I don't think they had Photoshop back in those days.
Well, I'm older. In 1912. I love an older gal.
3 months. 3 months older than you.
Hey, it's hot.
My little toy boy.
Whoop, whoop. That's me. Anyways, crack on.
I think you should scratch it. It's a big scratch.
It is a big scratch, isn't it? I don't know. I don't have a pen or help, neither.
What's your nails?
I ain't got no nails, have I? Oh, USA is blue.
Well, that's the same as New Zealand.
I'm not going to Mexico. Mexico will be coming up very shortly.
Really, you want to drink some tequila?
Oh, look, I've got to go across the border. Trump don't like that. But there's even a wall here. Do you reckon Trump built it? Look, you can see the wall. We'll have to zoom in on this when we do the video edit. But there is actually a wall on the map.
It's the country line.
No, it's a wall. Have you not? No, well, they fucking built it poorly, because look at Canada's one. It's dead fucking straight. Canada knew what they were doing.
Yeah, keeping all the American.
God, this is a long scratch, isn't it?
Yeah, you got to do.
I've got to do Hawaii. Oh, yeah. How many states are in America?
50.
Well played.
Why do I feel like 52 is a common answer?
But it's because of the stars, isn't it? Is there 52? There's something to do with 52 in America. Is it 52? No, it's not 52 presidents, is it? Fuck if it is the fucking...
I wouldn't know. I don't know.
Shot. Joe Biden.
Okay. That man is old, man.
That man can't speak, man.
No, he can't. He's about as good at England as me.
I did watch a good video of him the other week.
Yeah.
And he was trying to say, it sounded like he was trying to say something unfortunate, but he said something and dum 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 next, please. And that was it. And I went,
wow.
That was the best press conference I've ever watched. I mean, at least Donald pays for his hair.
And his tan.
I think his tan's legit, isn't it? Because
No, there is no way you can be naturally that orange.
There we go, folks. On the top of my fucking look how gold my finger is. Look, that's fucking...
Also,
it's everywhere, look.
It's not just your thumb.
How's that happened? Oh, you know what you can... I'm going to do it. Does it work?
Yeah, but
is it like war paint?
Yeah, but it's not. Like, you just look dirty now.
Oh, do I? Yeah. Do I just look like I haven't showered?
Yeah.
Oh shit!
You've been working in a gold mine.
What is it? Simba. Also, a weird sex move. If you look on that weird website, this fucking. You only had to do a little. What was the other one I had to do? Nam.
We'll do it later.
Yeah, we'll do it later. We've got shit everywhere, literally.
Sex move.
Yeah, it's a weird sex move. Isn't it? What's that website that you can search up those weird sex moves? Urban Dictionary. That's the one, isn't it?
I don't think it's just for sex moves.
No, it's for a lot of things. But if you type in The Simba. Yeah, in Urban Dictionary, it comes up and you will understand what I just did on my own forehead. But you don't do it to yourself.
Oh, no. Is it to do with a girl?
Yeah, you know.
I was going to look it up, but I don't think it's true. Oh, my God.
Don't you look it up. I'll show you later.
Oh, no. Yeah. No, thank you.
You sure? Yeah. We're married now.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't do that stuff when you're married, do you?
I did.
It's only when you come out of the outback.
I didn't do that stuff before I was married either.
Why are we married?
I can be kinky, but not that kinky. No, thank you.
I
don't know how to move on from this.
Next talkative point. By England. Anyways, yeah, we're drinking Bullet.
It's bourbon whiskey.
It's spelt weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you notice that?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was spelt like...
No, that's...
I was going to make a joke about...
Frontier whiskey.
In the school thing, but I probably shouldn't do that.
No.
People get real offended. Americans should probably just stop guns being around. Actually, I got one for you for once.
Oh, yeah?
It's not a fact, but did you see that thing the other day online about that that couple or that person who created the new the school safe room in the States that's easy to pull out? It's like a whiteboard against the wall. Pull out not being a sexy thing. It's like a whiteboard against the wall, and then if there's an active shooter or something on site, they can grab it and pull it out, and it turns into a bulletproof safety room.
How is it bulletproof?
No, it's like a full-blown bulletproof safety room, and all the kids get inside. It can only be locked from the inside, so nobody can get in or out unless you're in there, obviously.
So people can get out.
I've drank a lot, so calm down. But it's lightweight enough. I think the thing said it's lightweight enough for like a 4-year-old or a 5-year-old to be able to pull it across the room. It actually looks pretty impressive.
What's it made out of?
Fucking whiteboard.
That's not a material.
No, well, that's what
it's meant to look like, so that it's usable in a classroom.
It's made out of something fucking brilliant, obviously. I think that's smart. I mean, it's a quicker way than getting rid of all the guns, because that's never going to happen in America, is it?
What is it, the Second Amendment, right, or something? Which makes me laugh, because...
We spoke about this, didn't we?
Because they say, it's a whatever number amendment. I think it's Second Amendment.
I think
Second
Amendment,
right. So, it's in the Constitution. I'm like, well, no, if it's an amendment, it's not in the Constitution.
It can be amended.
The Constitution can clearly be amended because it has been amended.
I read something the other day. The most used one in America is the Fifth Amendment, because you can pretty much use it across the board.
What is the Fifth Amendment?
I don't fucking know. I'm not American. We were there the other month, though.
Yeah.
Was very cool. We're in New York. Yeah. We had a hoot of a time. I went to Miami as well.
Yeah, we did go to Miami.
Up the fins. Do like the dolphins. Oh, I should have put my hat on. Too late.
We didn't know we were going to be talking about Miami fins.
Don't matter then, does it?
No.
What other facts you got, or is that it?
Wasn't prepared for this episode, but I did. There is this on here.
Oh, you're not doing that well. Come on. Are you going to simby yourself?
Which is.
Which is.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, what are you doing?
But it's a monkey was once tried and convicted for smoking a cigarette in South Bend, Indiana.
Wait, what? The monkey was smoking a dart?
Monkey was smoking a dart and was...
Smoking a dart, a fag, or a ciggy is a cigarette.
It's all smoking a cigarette, yeah. In English. In England, that's what we say. A monkey was tried and convicted for smoking a cigarette.
What prison did he go to?
I literally just read the fact off there. I don't know any more details.
So does that mean it's illegal to smoke a ciggy in...
South Bend, Indiana. Maybe once back in the day, or maybe it was illegal for monkeys to smoke.
Well, I've seen Planet of the Apes.
Did they smoke?
I don't think so. They rode horses.
It's a bit different than smoking.
It's a lot more technical. I smoke Dorries every day.
You've ridden a horse twice.
Oh, fucking very just.
Very just.
When we were in Fiji and he sent me across the main highway Fuck, I shit myself. Not literally.
You were going to say literally then, weren't you?
I was going to say literally. I actually fucking, when he sent me back, and he's like, don't worry about it, you go back to your resort, it'll be fine, ready, ready. And I was like, oh yeah, where do we go? He goes, straight across the main highway. Fuck off. And I was the first one across, and he goes, off you go.
Yeah, I don't know why you were the first one across. Also, love the sound.
That does sound good, eh? You are right. That does sound good. I don't want to play with that now.
Yeah, I don't know why they sent you across first. Nah, did you have the naughty horse too?
Yeah, I did. Because we went to that waterfall, didn't we? Anyway, we're getting distracted from USA.
Oh, yeah. We'll save that for Fiji time.
We would go... Oh, Fiji time. Don't get me started. It's never on time in Fiji time.
No.
We were going to go to America, weren't we, during COVID?
Mm.
We actually booked that nice trip. And
we had a trip across the States.
You were going to go...
Florida, all the way across to California.
Yeah. And then the lovely old COVID decided to give me a spank on the bottom and say, nah.
Yep.
And took all of our money and went, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
That's a depressing thing to bring up.
Thanks, Trump. I mean.
He didn't bring in COVID.
Jacinda.
But she locked us down.
Oh, what a cunt.
No, but at the time we were meant to go to America, everywhere was locked down.
No, but she's still a cunt. I stand by what I said. What else have we done?
I don't know. I've been to Vegas 7 times.
That's a bit excessive.
Which feels very excessive for someone that doesn't live in America.
No, can't ask that question.
Oh, what was your thing that you were going to remember from last week? You were going to bring it up and then we said, let's wait till next week.
You're literally asking your husband, who's got ADHD, what he was going to bring up 7 days ago. I don't remember 20 minutes ago. Legitimately.
I don't know, but you had a good fact and you went, no, I'll save it for next week. We should have just let you say it. Could have cropped it into today.
Should have. Can't remember. Yeah. Anyways, so you're having yours with ginger ale.
Ginger ale.
How is it with ginger ale?
Quite nice. Do you want to try it?
I'll try that if you try this.
Yeah. Okay.
I was hoping you'd say no, because this is nice.
This is nice.
All right, snatchy snatch. What's that?
Oh, my God.
Look at this magic hand.
You've got, like, half an ice cube left.
Well, no, wait. That is all producer Aiden has left in his glass.
He's drinking it on the rocks.
Disgusting.
He's a braver man than me.
Nope. Yeah, no.
Oh, no, I don't like yours.
Keep that to yourself. Oh. Do you like that?
That's better. Yeah.
Home Alone.
Yeah.
Filthy Animal. Right.
Merry Christmas, Filthy Animals.
Yeah, that was fucking American, wasn't it? Do you remember when we were in New York and we walked, what's that fucking park called?
Central Park.
So we walked the whole length of Central Park, didn't we?
Yeah, because
Which was a fucking mistake, you prick.
So I didn't tell Sam that we were walking.
Do you know how big Central Park is?
It's
Hey there, fellow adventure seekers and beverage enthusiasts. We're reaching out to ask you for your support in keeping the spirits high and the stories flowing on Boozed Up Brits Abroad. Our show takes you on a global journey through drinks, cultures and captivating histories, and we're excited to continue bringing you these unique experiences. Here's how you can help. Join our Patreon community for exclusive perks, early access and a chance to shape our upcoming episodes. Treat us to a virtual drink or two to show your appreciation for our content. Or share our podcast with friends and family who love travel, culture, and a good drink.
Right, so they've got a map of Central Park, and it's like a little... Put my drink back.
Your arms were flinging all over
the place. It's fine, I've got it. and I got a map, and it's like this little rectangle, and you go, oh yeah, that's not that far, righty right. And then you start walking, and we got the tube,
we got the subway,
all the way to the top of it. And I went, oh, that's not that bad, yeah. So we walked for the first bit, and I was like, oh, this is quite nice. And you see the park, and you see everyone walking around with the ducks and all that. And I was like, oh, this is quite nice. Yeah, there was all the ducks in the middle. And then the geese, and you got scared about it. You're like, oh, fucking fuck birds. It was like, wait. And then we carried on walking around, and then the map popped up again, and I went, that map looks different. Because that map was fucking different, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was the next section of the...
Because it had a square, and it was zoomed in, and then the rest of the map, and I went, how fucking big is this place? 4 hours later...
So, I thought that we would be able to, like,
get on a horse and cart.
Get on a horse and cart for some of it. Turns out
you were fucking wrong.
No, turns out you can, but you have to get on the horse and cart at the bottom.
At the bottom end. So we'd walked for 4.5 fucking hours.
The entire length.
We stopped. We literally had to stop halfway, and I was like, I need a fucking Gatorade. And we pulled over to this little vendor. Thank fuck they're everywhere.
Yeah.
And I was like, how much for Gatorade? I was like, I don't give a fuck. Could have been $1,000. I would have fucking bought it.
But it wasn't Gatorade, was it?
No, it was like... It was a Gatorade bottle. But it was something else that I was like, I don't care what the fuck's in it. I'm drinking it. And we ended up getting that. I fucking downed it and we carried on walking. Got all the way to the other end. And then guess what we found? A horse and fucking cart.
And we took the horse and cart
back up the park. Oh, it was fucking wild. And the guy's like, oh, yes, it's a lovely walk, isn't it? No, it fucking was not.
It was a nice walk.
For the first hour. The first hour was a nice walk.
I'm glad we found the basketball courts and, like, the recreation centre.
So I could take a poo, yeah. God, can you imagine all that? Literally just had a massive breakfast. Oh, that's another thing in America.
Food.
Your guys' food is insane.
It's so enormous.
But I love it. Like, everything you got was gigantic. Yeah. But it tastes so fucking good.
Yeah, it's because it's filled with so much.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah. No, it did taste good.
The booze was all right.
They have no, well, I don't know, different states differ, but certain states have no, like, Weights and Measures Act.
No, so they just kept free, yeah,
they
when
free
we,
pour.
Yeah, they just, when you get a drink and they go to pour your booze, they just go, yeah, yeah, so how was your day? Yeah, it was good. And they just keep going, and you stood there going, oh, I am not waking up for work. But it was good. But it wasn't.
It was good money, but it wasn't good for your head. And the drinks actually didn't taste as nice because
they overdo them.
Because they were too strong.
But then there's the other thing of, what was it, the waiters and waitresses and tipping and all that.
Well, tipping is a hard concept for us to get our heads around because it's not a thing.
We don't do that. But I've also seen quite a few articles of tipping where employees in the States who work at, like, bars and, like, cafes and stuff, complaining that they only get paid $2 an hour, $3 an hour. But when we were there the other month, I think the minimum we paid was, like, 25%.
Yeah.
On a tip. But most of the time we were going out for lunch and dinner, it was $300-$400.
Mm.
So they're making a lot more than $2-$3 an hour when you're getting that as a tip.
Yeah, I'd say they'd probably be earning similar to what we earn.
Yeah, well, they'd be waiting 4 or 5 tables at a time as well.
Yeah.
So, bullshit. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit.
No, but the company should pay them better.
They should.
It shouldn't be.
No, what they should do is get rid of the whole tipping thing and just have it like every other
country.
And just have it like everyone else instead of trying to be different. Because Donald Trump will build a wall.
the back of the wall.
It's a thing, isn't it? And then, well, I mean, didn't he start building the wall across Mexico and then was like, Mexicans can pay for it.
Yeah.
You know he drinks good tequila. I think we should do Mexico next week.
Mexico next week. I think we should get people to send us their suggestions of what they'd like us to drink next week. No,
they should send us suggestions of which country.
Oh, yeah.
Because if they just tell us what to drink, we're going to go, fuck it.
No. If you send us suggestions of what countries to do next, we will do that.
Please don't be Australia.
I don't know what Australia drinks.
4X.
Yeah.
Foster's.
It's
DB.
It's definitely not.
VB.
It'll be another beer one.
Victoria Bitter? Bitters?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Actually, I could probably drink that. You'd fucking hate it.
Yeah, I don't want another beer one just yet. A vodka country would be good.
Vodka, I mean, you're scratching Russia off if it comes up.
An Eastern Bloc Europe country would be quite good. Because
you can reach it.
Yeah. They have like schnapps and grappa and those sorts of things. It was grappa Italian. I don't know. We'll find out though.
That's still in that area.
Italy is not east of Bob.
Italy's right there.
Yeah, that's not east.
Oh, you mean up to. Yeah, right. Oh, we could do like sake.
Or Japan.
Ooh.
Got some sake in the fridge, I think.
Don't get started.
I'll drink that after this.
But anyway, did we rate these?
No.
What do you reckon?
As a drink like this, I'd give it a 7.
A 7? Fuck, that's pretty high for you. For a bourbon as well, because you don't like bourbon.
I don't mind it.
See you later.
And I'll drink a whiskey on the rocks if it's a decent one.
What about as a shot?
No, I did not like him.
You didn't like him? Him? They? Them?
I said it.
Oh, I was going to say you better identify it properly. People get shitty about that.
But I didn't like it.
So, same as me with the gin the other week.
Yeah, like I could do it again if I needed to, but. Yeah,
but, because you know you got to have another one that's second there.
Oh, do we? Right, we're doing.
Yeah, one more shot. Oh, no. It does sound good. Since you've said it, I'm like, nah. And then it goes, boom. I'm like, yeah, it does sound good. Right. On that note, you're out with your drink.
You always do it when I've got like the tiniest bit left to chase with.
Sounds like a new problem. I feel pretty fucked.
Oh, I'm not surprised. Right. Cheers, me bitch.
See you next Tuesday.
That's a wrap on today's journey with Boozed Up Brits Abroad. But hey, the adventure never truly ends. Remember, the fun continues on all your favourite platforms. Connect with us on YouTube, Facebook and Instagram and share your thoughts and let us know what you've been sipping on while you listen. And if you've got suggestions for future destinations, we're all ears.
As always, see you next year.